Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, we bring you another totally live show. We've got some great guests, some who'll explain, some might complain, the odd opinion, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news and longest-running current affairs and lifestyle program. We bring you the current news, opinion, questions and hopefully some answers in an ever-changing world that we're living in. This is Current Affairs from a Queer Perspective. I'm Macca, my co-host this morning.
Good morning, Macca.
The enduring voice of reason, Tass. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
We've got Paul on panel and Fiona on social media. And our guests are Senator Jane Hume, Assistant Minister for Superannuation and Financial Services, Council on the Ageing Chief Executive Ian Yates, Janet Francis. Janet is a registered nurse who works across aged care, community and disability sector. We want to know what it's like on the front line.
Macca, you need to let people know how we found her.
Well, actually, Janet had given us some feedback on a couple of segments that we'd spoken about aged care and some of the issues there, and Tass has spoken to her, as has our producer Fiona, and we thought, you know what, let's get her on. Let's get her on to talk about her experiences.
A personal reflection, Macca.
From the front line. And Ghassan Kassai, is that the correct pronunciation?
I believe so.
Legal Director of Equality Australia. He's going to talk to us about the latest bit of nonsense from that half a brain in the New South Wales Upper House, Mark Latham.
We've had Ghassan on before, Macca.
We have a number of times.
And they're great.
Yeah, he's...
Always great.
About... this is a private members bill, Tass, isn't it?
Correct, Macca.
And it's around... In the education system, around gender issues.
Well, it's actually about restricting LGBTI teaching about LGBTI issues, and also about the welfare for people of.
And my understanding is it also has some particularly onerous provisions that it wants to bring in. Around gender identity. Following Ghassan, Nick Rees. Nick is Principal Fellow at the Melbourne School of Government at the University of Melbourne, also a Melbourne City Council counsellor.
And a student of American politics.
And a student of American politics. So we're going to talk to Nick about Joe Biden's choice of Kamala Harris as his VP, what this means for the election, and also some of the mechanics of the election.
Like postal voting.
Like postal voting.
They call it mail-in, though.
Mail-in, the Electoral College, and how all that works. And, you know, recently the Supreme Court brought down a judgment that actually requires those people elected to the Electoral College to actually vote in accordance with how the majority of their state have voted. So previously they had the ability to not, and it was always controversial when they didn't. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about the Electoral College and how that works. Following that, Justine De La Riva, the recently appointed... After I think it might be, it was at least a year as acting CEO.
Acting for quite a while, Macca.
Acting for quite a while. And as I said on Late Late Breakfast, it's a really difficult job being CEO of a community organisation. It's a bit of a tightrope walking, but Justine's actually got good balance. She can walk a tightrope.
And she's a very good person too.
Yeah, she is a good person.
I've enjoyed my engagement and interactions with her. And Michael, one more quick little thing.
And we've actually got a question already from a listener for Jane Hume.
So, from Corey from Northcote.
So I'll actually add that to my...
great question.
To my list. If we get a chance, we've already got a couple. Anyway, sorry, go ahead, Tass.
I was going to say, Macca, and just coming up in a few weeks' time is We're at Purple Day, 28th of August. It's all about supporting young queer people.
Yep.
And Joy actually has a bit of a schema on at the moment. The idea is that during the week, preferably during business hours, call the studio on 9267 6088 or the other number, and just
or the other number,
which is 0427569949.
No, that's for SMS.
Oh, is it? Yes. Okay, all right. Ignore that. And just send us or tell us your story or messages of hope or experiences.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, Macca, how's your week been?
Look, it's been good. It's been good.
Highlights?
Highlight? My highlight has been, and people will find this quite amusing, when I walk Patch, the greyhound, and I try and go a different route, a different direction.
You collect.
So I collect.
No, he collects kindling for me.
I collect, you know, twigs and stuff that have fallen from trees for Tass, because Tass has an open fire, and Tass is such a historical tight ass, he doesn't like buying kindling. So that's not true actually. So I'm actually collecting this wood, and I actually brought him in today. I haven't got it here because we're both in the same car park.
It's in the boot of the car.
A big supermarket bag full of kindling for him. So that was the highlight of the week. I feel quite a feeling of achievement, you know, when I'm walking along. I go, oh my God, look at that.
I'm looking forward to receiving
that. That's a great
that.
Piece of wood for Tass.
I'm looking at receiving that. So, Macca, my highlights. But coming in, I mean, leaving the house. Actually, I do have another highlight. I had a test during the week.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did. So
I'm not sure if it's fashionable or not.
Was that a community-based test?
Yep. There was a pop-up clinic in the gardens near home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to be walking past, and I approached them and had a conversation with the staff and said, should I, shouldn't I? I have no symptoms. I've had no exposure. I've had no contact. Should I, shouldn't I have a test? And the answer was, yeah, why not? We're screening everybody at the moment, so have a screening test. So I did. And 2 days later, I got a text message back saying, you've got the all clear.
Oh, fantastic.
But if you get any symptoms, go and see your doctor ASAP.
So that was the cotton bud stick up your hooter?
Can I say, it hurt.
Yeah.
There is no two ways about it. It just hurt. There's no question about it.
Because they have to keep going until they hit resistance, don't they?
Yes.
Well, no, but I mean it's...
That's the language they use. Yeah. You have to keep on inserting till you get resistance and keep on pushing. It really hurts.
Oh, that was the test, right.
You're a shocker. Hey, Macca, the other thing that I'm keen to talk a little bit about is, not necessarily today, but going forward, is council elections.
Yes.
So we were having a bit of a discussion earlier on about getting in the new minister, newly minted minister in Victorian government for local government, to have a conversation about what the plans for elections are.
Because there's potential, there's been some discussion.
About deferring.
Or rescheduling.
And whether they do or not isn't the issue. I think it'd be interesting to just explore all of that with the new minister. Also get to hear what they have to say. And if there is an election, what we thought we might do is do a bit of a spotlight on queer candidates going forward.
And I'm interested, Tass, in new queer candidates. Always interested in the existing ones, but new queer candidates I think would be really good.
I've just been called a sook by someone. I wonder why.
About getting things poked up your nose.
Yeah. It really hurt, I'm telling you.
Oh, poor Sula.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.